the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, this week. It's May 3rd, if you're in the Central Time Zone. And as Jimmy Buffett used to say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and it happens to be 5 o'clock where you're at. It's also 5 o'clock where I'm at, but it's Sunday morning here in Thailand. In any event, I want to elaborate just a bit, as I normally do, on the KSEV disclaimer in the intro, that Be a Planner, NP Ross, Nathan Ross, etc., do not become your tax, legal, real estate, or other professional advisor just because you listen to this radio show or hear it as a podcast. Access a website, submit a contact us request, send or receive an email from us, or call our office. A client relationship will only start after we have provided you with and received back a executed NP Ross client services engagement letter. And I did indicate it's May 3rd, so if you hear this, like last week's show was pre-recorded, and this will be up on a podcast page soon. So just remember, we are in tumultuous times with a lot of the content that we're discussing, and we're going to, again, today be discussing more about the Biden tax math. There was an official proposal introduced this week with significant potential changes to the capital gains provision. And then we're going to start, I hope we have time to start a discussion about exactly what are real estate private partnerships or syndications that we've alluded to assorted times on the air. It's an area that most of my clients are invested in. It's also an area that other investor groups, some of them right here on this radio station and other stations in Houston and many other stations and podcasts around the country, are discussing, because it is one of the hottest asset spaces, particularly for those that want to control their money, whether it's retirement funds or not, in an effort to make above average rates of return, which are certainly possible with those types of investments. I guess a little bit about us. My firm, NP Ross CPAs, has been around for quite some time. I hate to admit it. I started what the firm is now. It started actually back in January 1985. It's hard to believe. I don't even know how many. It's 30-something, 35, 36 years. And, you know, we deal with some complicated content. And as I think it's the State Farm commercial says, we know a bit or something. We know a few when it comes to issues and things that under the tax code may not be just readily apparent. I think there's 70 some odd thousand pages in the Internal Revenue Code. I believe there's 5,000 maybe that talk about the different ways you'll be taxed. It's either 5,000 or 500. I think it's 5,000. But the remainder of the code deals with all the exceptions. And so most of our answers, anytime you ask a tax question, unless it's somebody that did your return last year and is probably going to be doing it this year, the answer should be maybe, or at least that's what you should take away from it, even if it's not, because there's so many exceptions to the exception that oftentimes the answer may differ once you're actually completing a tax return. You know, my firm focuses, we're more coaches or strategists. We think of ourselves as planners. And I guess, as I've said many times or asked many times, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money? Or, in our case, with some of our strategies, create significantly more wealth over the rest of your life with your investments. And essentially, we're planners. Most other CPAs are reporters, and we like working with reporters. That's just fine. We want to be working on next year's tax bill, not the current year filing, because it's too late. And so we'll let the reporters take care of that. If you would like to discuss how we can work with you and look at your specific facts and circumstances, we'll take a look at that with no obligation on your part to pay us. We know very easily and quickly whether, based on your facts and circumstances, there's a fit. And if you'll go to the BAPlanner.com website, it's BAPlanner.com, you'll find a couple things. You'll find a link to our intake forms. You'll find a schedule a call link where you can set up an introductory call, again, complimentary. And then also, if you'll scroll to the bottom, for those of you that have retirement funds, either IRAs, 403s, 457s, 401ks, SEPs, almost anything except an inherited IRA or a Roth IRA. Not a whole lot we can do with those, but with most all other types, we can utilize our self-directed 401 trust strategy. Even if you're less than 59 and a half and you're working for a company in which you participate in a 401 plan, and that's true if you're married and you live in the great state of Texas. And I know that's a few caveats, but I think for purposes of those listening to the show, that pretty much checks the boxes. And most people are very surprised to learn that they can access those funds, and not just access them, then you can decide who, when, where, how much, etc., you're going to invest with. And the private placements that I just mentioned a moment ago are clearly one of those spots. And I would tell you that in spite of what you may hear on a pretty consistent basis from others, including some of those right here on this show or this radio station, I'm sorry, not this show, the self-directed 401 is the only 401 that pays you. And I hear all the time how, you know, 401k plans are such that you pay it, but you never get a payment or a check from it. And I'm just telling you, that's a lack of understanding. It's structuring correctly. It's a lack of using the right vehicle. All of the 401 trusts that we create absolutely have the ability, whether you're 39 or 59, to write yourself a check at any point you're willing to pay the tax. And if you're under 59 and a half, you pay the penalty, but you're paying it on a smidgen of income instead of ripping the Band-Aid off, as the saying goes, and paying it on the whole amount, which is what assorted other gurus on these real estate platforms will tell you to do. And I'll tell you more as we go throughout the show as to why that's not a good option. And you can actually see it on a sample scenario on the BAPlanner.com website down at the bottom of the homepage. We show you some metrics on the 350,000 level of 401 account, and you know, you'll see pretty quickly once you get an explanation of that. And, you know, and that's something we do on the phone for any of those of you that would like it. And actually, we'll prepare one for you that's specific to your facts and circumstances, which is what we do. We actually look at your facts and circumstances, unlike others, and tell you. We show you when you would be able to retire, assuming you have average returns. And, of course, we always indicate to you and explain to you that nobody's average. Everybody's actual. Might you be a year or two earlier? Unlikely, but possible if you're the type that takes control and decides to lead a transaction versus passively investing. But more likely, without the 401 trust vehicle, you'll be somewhere in the 8 to 10 year range, assuming you've got $300,000 to $400,000 to get started with. And you know, a lot of people do. Some people don't. And I would tell you, there's hope. You know, I've seen people in their mid-50s that, with the right training and the right mentor, can find a way to generate significant income that can go into the 401 trust. And by the time your retirement age, whatever that might be for you, 60 to 65, et cetera, you can certainly have caught up to where you can most likely afford to retire. Again, that's a relative comment because some people need $150,000 a year after tax. Some people need, you know, $350,000. So it depends on your situation, and that's what we look at. I hear the music coming, so we're going to take a break. For those of you that would like to call in, the number is 281-558-5738. I'm sorry, 281-558-5738. Thank you.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com, or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV. Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
Paul Berlin, a radio icon. His unique style and warm personality endeared him to so many. His endless stories and great music will never die. Paul may no longer be with us, but his memory will live on. KSEV is proud to continue with the best of Paul. Every Saturday evening, 6 till 8 p.m., Paul said it best as he closed his show.
We'll meet again at 700 a.m. KSEV in Heavenly Houston.
I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back. Jimmy Buffett do.
Okay, welcome back to the Be A Planner show with Nathan Ross. And just to kind of tie a bow around our discussion in the last segment, the keys to what we try to help our clients understand is understanding which Internal Revenue Code sections are the best ones to execute your retirement investment and or other investment for the rest of your life. And if you do that, especially in the case of the 401 trust, and again, this is shown on the illustration I mentioned earlier on our website, your throughput over the next 30 years will be twice what it is under the option where you just liquidate everything today, pay your taxes, and then invest. And moreover, when you do that, you haven't really gotten rid of the IRS, which that's another common statement I hear is that, you know, if you go ahead and pay your tax, that's not necessarily true. Now, it is if you do it within the context of the options we provide you in the 401 trust. We do have the ability to absolutely do that by using the Roth component of the trust, which we include in every trust. So you're absolutely able to pay the same amount of tax. This is so critical that you understand this. So when you hear this nonsense about paying the IRS off today, get them out of your life, you understand that, no, they're not out of your life. You're going to get taxed again every 5, 6, 7, 8 years, depending on when the apartment deal that you go into exits. However, if you do a Roth conversion from pre-tax 401 money, or IRA money over to the Roth side of the 401 trust, now you've gotten rid of the IRS. No more taxes for the rest of your life off of that investment, the returns off that capital, or the capital itself when you go to pull it out. It's incredible. It's how the wealthy do things. And again, you know, more of the mentors need to understand that that option exists, and it's actually much easier than paying tax every 6, 7, 8 years, and it nets out to twice the amount of money that you'll have if you go ahead and pay taxes now. So anyway, again, if you'd like to see that illustration, please fill out our intake forms, schedule a call. We'll be happy to walk you through that, and you know, it'll open your eyes. And this applies even if you're under the age of 59 and a half, as long as you're married in the state of Texas. And by the way, when you call the HR department or the 401 administrator, they will not tell you about this option. Most of them don't understand it. But just suffice it to say, there's been enough judges in the state of Texas that are aware of it that will sign those postnuptial agreements, effectively is what it is. And we've done it many times. Let's see, there was something else. Oh, I was going to just point out on that illustration, if you look at the bottom left, if and when you do look at it, this will jump out at you. You'll probably think it's a typo. We show the last line on that illustration explains how much it really cost you if you pay the IRS today over the next 30 years. It's, as the Utes would say, it's COMO, a cost of missing out, or actually that's what I say now, or FOMO, the fear of missing out. That's what they would say. You know, us old guys think about opportunity cost. And if you'll notice the difference on $350,000 for the sample set of facts I ran, it's $22,432,000 over the next 30 years. And again, I know that sounds hokey. It's like, how in the world could that be? Well, at a 20% annual return, which is what I hear bantered about on the radio and on podcasts from the aforementioned gurus, somewhere between 10 and 30 is actually the range. I use 20 because it's convenient. You got to use something. I'll run it at 4 if you want to see that, or at 34 if you want to see that. I've had clients that have experienced both. And I'll just tell you, you take a cheap, as I say, a $4 Walmart calculator, plug in the tax that's shown on that illustration, $94,000 and some odd, multiply it by 1.2, by 1.2, go out 30 years, be sitting down, look at the calculator, and you're going to see a number north of $22 million. So you can just consider that if somebody tells you to cash out your retirement funds so you can invest in real estate, and you're in the $350,000 category, that is $22 million of bad advice. And essentially, it would be like you finding out after the deadline to claim your winnings that you had won the lottery, but you didn't get the news that you were holding the winning ticket. And let me tell you, once you make the payment to the IRS, that's exactly the comparison in terms of being able to undo it. You won't be. You know, it's too late. And so, again, even if you execute the pre-tax option, you're way ahead, but the ability to go from taxable forever to never taxed with the Roth conversion is becoming even more, let's say, sensitive, given what got proposed this past week. And I'm assuming that some of you may have seen the details on Biden's, it has such a sweet name, American Families Plan. Sounds like it would be helping our family instead of robbing our future and our children's future and grandkids, actually, with the kind of money that many of our clients have. And essentially, Biden, with the capital change or capital gains taxes, will be ending a rule that has been the cornerstone of estate planning, not just income tax, but estate planning for generations of what, you know, the Wall Street Journal calls wealthy Americans. And by the way, this was in the Wall Street Journal on the 29th. I guess that was Thursday. I've got it out on a website that I'm still working on, but you're welcome to go see it. It's BidenTaxMath.com. That's BidenTaxMath.com. And essentially, I want to talk about that for a few minutes, especially in the context of what I just discussed with the 401 trust. And I want to start off by saying that retirement funds escape this new tax that's going to apply when you pass away. And essentially, all of your assets, well, most of your assets, are going to get taxed as if you sold them when you pass away. So if you own a company or you own an apartment building or single family properties, et cetera, it's basically going to mean that the run up in value, even the part that's related to inflation, unless the regs that come out or the Congress get some sensible suggestions they actually act on, which how often does that happen, to index those gains. That isn't mentioned in the initial release. And, of course, if they do that, it diminishes the amount of income that or the amount of tax that'd be collected. But essentially, I'm going to read just a couple of paragraphs out of this. Today, people who own assets that have boomed in value, the examples, Apple stock, the family beach home, a three-generation manufacturing company, don't pay capital gain taxes unless they sell. Under the Biden proposal, those unrealized gains would trigger taxes upon the owner's death, minus $1 million per person exemption. Now, isn't that rich when you've got a business or an apartment building that may have gone up, several million dollars in value? And a statistic that I hadn't really thought about, and it sounds high to me, but I'm not the one writing the article. More than two-thirds of all U.S. families have some unrealized capital gains, according to the Federal Reserve, but most will be covered by the million-dollar exemption. For families in the top 10%, with a median net worth of $2.6 million, median unrealized gains are $519,000. So let's hope the plan changes as it moves through Congress. You know, these are what most people refer to as trial balloons. That said, unfortunately, the progressive wing of the Democratic Party seems to have some pretty significant influence these days, and the word wealthy is kind of like a bullseye on your back in terms of, you know, who's going to be picking up a lot of the cost of the progressive policies. But when you consider that under the current law, tax capital or top capital gains tax rate's 23.8%, compared with 40% on wages, this is pretty significant because this will get people up into a significantly higher bracket. And at the same time, it's eradicating what we've referred to as the tax-free step-up in basis, which has been part of the tax code literally since the Revenue Act of 1921, which basically gave us the ability to escape the run-up in value from the point you acquire a business or a piece of real estate, et cetera, until generations later, perhaps, might sell it. So the Biden proposal is going to take back some of that. And understand, the step-up in basis is separate from the estate tax, which is based on net worth at death, not just appreciated capital gains. And you know, currently we've got an $11.7 million dollar per person, husband and wife exemption. That's probably going to change as well. Although I think I saw something this week from one of the experts we track that says they don't think the estate tax is going to happen near term. It may be a next year or year after item. But the experts currently are saying that if we lose the step up in basis, and this is in the article that quotes an attorney with M&T Bank Corp, the estate planning world is upside down at that point, because that's a $22 million exemption now that's going to go way down, and all of a sudden you're looking at a 40% tax bill, maybe 45. I've actually seen where Biden's is pushing 45 at a certain level of taxability. And so, you know, the comment in this whole article that I guess, you know, I don't know, I don't want to use the word exciting, but I guess I use the word relieved, is that under the Biden plan, retirement accounts generally aren't affected. And so, you know, the 401 trust that we utilize, I've worked the math on most of our clients, and unless you're already paying $1 million in income tax each year, if you're a typical, you know, $150,000, maybe $200,000 a year type taxpayer, when you take distributions out of your self-directed 401, which, again, I want to remind you, the 401 trust is a 401 that pays you. You decide when you're going to do that. But at some point, we generally assume you're going to be living off those assets, the cash flows that come in off of them in retirement. And that's when we're going to pay tax. And I can show you examples where if you look at a 7 or 8 year period and you compare taking the, you know, $100,000 a year you need out of the 401 trust versus you having ripped the Band-Aid off, so to speak, and now you're getting K-1s every 5, 6, 7 years that have a gain. It's more of a tsunami, I would call it, of a gain if you're successful. You'll find that over time, the tax averages out to about the same or maybe more under the non-retirement plan calculations because of the way the net investment income tax, 3.8% sliver, works. Well, I hear the music. We're going to break again for questions. 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV, the voice of Texas.
ViaPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at ViaPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV. Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Dan, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Brian, and we're honored to have you on KSEV AM 700 in Houston.
Governor, so many people sit outside border states and want to tell us what you think. The polls show Texas is about 50-50 on building a wall. Where do you stand?
I'm all in because I know the fact, and I know it's not a manufactured crisis. It's a manufactured cover-up by Pelosi and the Democrats.
The Brian Kilmeade Radio Show, every weekday morning from 9 to 11 on AM 700 KSEV.
Catch Chris X Radio weekdays at 4 right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Hey, Don, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the Voice of Texas.
Well, thank you for taking my call again. You're spot on everything, as always. I talked to people about switching over to 700, listening to you. They said, oh, we already know about him. You're gaining listeners all the time, Chris. You're spot on.
Well, thank you.
I'll listen all the time.
Chris X Radio, weekdays 4 till 6, right here on the Voice of Texas.
Wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Welcome back to the show. It's the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. And whether Neil Diamond knew it or not, he wrote the perfect typical retirement song, where getting by doesn't mean you're living. And at some point, you got to take the exit. Turn things around, and in most people's case that contact me, the exit is, as Mr. Diamond says, is well overdue, and we want to get you structured right with the rest of your retirement savings to where you can not only save immediate current tax to control your money, but you'll create significantly more wealth. And by the way, I would suggest that unless you've decided that's what you want to do, you know, there's not a whole lot we can do for you, because the classic financial planning options, you know, don't afford quite the same type of benefits that real estate does, and some other issues, I guess. You know, you can look at the compounded, you know, tax-free nature of either the Roth or the multifamily space in the 401 now, not in the IRA. And I guess I should mention, I've mentioned this before on the air, if you've already invested in real estate with your IRA, you may or may not understand that you're supposed to be filing Form 990T to report the tax that's due. I want to repeat that, to report the tax that's due every time you have taxable income, be it from interim cash flow, be it from selling a property, that it's any asset that has debt. So if you have a piece of real estate, you've got a mortgage on it in the IRA, which, you know, of course, it has to be a special type of lender that will loan to the IRA, which we've got a list of them. But when you sell that property and you've got a gain, that's taxable. And it's a fairly punitive tax in that the trust tax rates or tax brackets are what's used. And you top out at 37% at, I believe it's $13,500 worth of income. So for those of you that have already invested your IRAs and didn't know that, which is probably most people that have invested their IRAs in leveraged real estate investments, or at least the ones that have done real estate, they're usually leveraged. You might want to think about rolling over into a 401 trust before you sell the next deal, or the next deal sells, the next syndication, because then you can avoid paying that tax. But in any event, the ability to escape that round of tax, that extra round, the second round, is what's critical to the 401 trust. And again, the IRA is supposed to write a check when you have a gain from a leveraged piece of real estate. Another thing that's becoming more in vogue with 401 trust, and this might appeal to some people that listen to the show, is the concept of investing in the crypto assets. We can now do that within the 401 trust, and admittedly, totally different game than real estate. But the reason you might prefer to do that over doing it in an IRA is the limits are much higher on how much you can contribute to the 401 trust. If you're over the age of 50, you can put up to $63,500 this year if you have earned income, because you do need self-employment income to do that. And, you know, that's a pretty significant opportunity, especially if you're doing the Roth type contribution and or what we call a mega backdoor Roth, which I don't want to get into the details, but let's just say there's a way for you to put, again, up to $63,500 in, where every dollar of earnings that comes off of that will be tax-free. Big difference. Okay, I guess we've got a caller holding. Gary, why don't you go ahead and put the caller on?
Hi, Nathan. Hello.
Who am I speaking? Oh, hey, Cheryl, how are you? Where are you calling from? Great. What can I do for you?
So if we have our money in a, if we move the money from the IRA over to the self-directed 401 trust, is the trust able to buy the IUL, the indexed universal life policy that we've been reading about inside the trust, or does the money have to come out and pay taxes in order to buy it?
Well, the money would have to come out if you're going to pay for it with those assets. And generally, we recommend taking non-retirement funds to make those premium payments. And by the way, what Cheryl's asking about when she says IUL, it stands for Index Universal Life. It's most often used as a shadow retirement plan that also has significant other benefits. And I know insurance is a bad word for probably most of the people that listen to this show. Let's just call it a tax mitigation tool, and maybe you'll get over it. But the reality is, when you understand that not only does that type of policy give us the ability to pull money out, it's not just tax-free. It's not even reported. There's not a 1099-R, unless you mess up, unless it's structured improperly. It's not a DIY strategy, but bottom line is you can take loans out of that cash value that don't have to be paid back. You can put a chronic illness rider on that policy, a long-term health care rider, and yes, it still has a death benefit, although I think most people will have very little death benefit by the end of the day because they'll use the aforementioned riders or withdrawals to pull out death benefit prematurely. But to answer your question, Cheryl, we hesitate to kill the geese that are laying the golden eggs inside the trust. We would rather use money that's already been taxed for this type of thing. And I would also suggest a Roth conversion is best handled with funds that are outside the trust, because obviously if you pay for it with your 401 funds, you're killing some of the geese that are laying the golden eggs there. So in any event, that's my recommendation. The 401 holding the life insurance would be duplicitous. I mean, there would be no reason to do that because you've already got tax-free treatment. In fact, you might convert it to taxable treatment if it wasn't within a Roth. And I've never done it inside, so I couldn't. I haven't thought through those details, but clearly outside is better.
Okay, so if you're young enough and you can get started, that's the way to start building it as
well.
I guess to get a running start.
Yeah, I've seen situations where a 75-year-old can literally get coverage. However, the premiums will be sky high or were sky high. And so, yeah, if you can get started young, I know I've got a couple in their mid-40s now that are looking at that prospect, and that would be crazy cheap compared to, someone like me. I'm 61, and it is something I'm getting ready to do. And I can just tell you, having looked at the premiums, there's a big difference. That said, it still makes much more sense. If you just looked at the amount of money you would spend on a long-term health care policy and you said, well, I'm going to get insurance coverage in that amount. Now, that's not going to be enough, but it'll knock out a big chunk of what it's going to take. That would be a pretty nice option. And I know in many people's case, we're taking money out of their 401 K at the office, but they're saying, well, we're getting a match, so we want to stay in the plan and, get that $4,000-$6,000 a year. I would suggest that it makes more sense to put that $4,000-$6,000 a year into premium for one of these index universal life or other permanent life insurance policies. And, I've got clients that like second to die policies as an example, because you can fund $1 million legacy for maybe $150,000 over more than a few years of premiums. But you think about it, if you had already decided, hey, we're going to leave $1 million to our four kids, you got to save $1 million. But if you do it with a second to die policy, you've only got to save and pay about $150,000, maybe less, depending on how old you are and depending on the health. And so who gets the other $850? Well, that's for you and your husband to go spend, right? So it's pretty powerful if you just get past the notion so many of us have about, oh, it's insurance, it's not a good investment. I disagree. I think there is insurance that qualifies as a bad investment, just like there's insurance that, again, when you're hitting on all cylinders, it's pretty darn cheap when you look at the alternative. So,
yep.
Good for you.
All right.
Understanding IUL.
All right. Well, thanks. We'll keep reading.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. Oh, you bet. You bet. Okay. And by the way, that topic is something that we'll be discussing more and more because, again, as the tax rates change, heading upward, these types of strategies become you know, just so much more valuable. And it's interesting that the most the most significant tax shelter devices under the Internal Revenue Code, for especially for normal people. Now, I might even say for the wealthy, because the wealthy utilize a lot of these strategies. It's in the insurance code sections. The code sections deal with insurance. And, you know, we found a good one with the 401 trust. And I didn't really say it, but I'll just make note. It is the only retirement vehicle under the Internal Revenue Code that allows you to escape that round of tax that I referred to earlier, which the acronym is UDFI, stands for Unrelated Debt Financed Income. I hear we're coming to a break. Again, if you'd like to call in, the number is 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV. Look forward to circling back on the other side of the break.
Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday, 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross on AM 700 KSEV. Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
Paul Berlin, a radio icon. His unique style and warm personality endeared him to so many. His endless stories and great music will never die. Paul may no longer be with us, but his memory will live on. KSEV is proud to continue with the best of Paul every Saturday evening, 6 till 8 p.m. Paul said it best as he closed his show.
We'll meet again at 700 a.m. KSEV in Heavenly Houston.
Back to the Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross. I love that line. I can't help but chuckle every time I hear one of the gurus say that you should just cash out your retirement funds and pay the tax, and you're going to be financially free. I got an idea. How about being twice as free by not paying out the 30% of your family's net worth, since that's where most people have money to invest? And if you can really make as much money as I know you can, I'm not casting doubt on that, but if you can, why not make twice as much by hanging on to your money, and instead of sending it to the IRS, send it to, I don't know, one, two, three more lead partners that are putting transactions together. It makes no sense at all. And again, I can show you mathematically what that translates to. It is a lot of money. Even for those of you that may be 75 to 80 years old, I've done it. I've run the numbers. I've actually got clients in that age group that pulled the trigger on the trust at that age because they realized, one, you know, our life expectancies are so much longer now. If you look at the IRS tables, most males are 85 to 86 year life expectancies. Most females are 87, 88. And I guess, you know, I don't want to say it's good or bad. I know, unfortunately, my 85-year-old father passed away a few months ago. And, you know, Dad told me many times over the last five, 6 years, he said, why does God let our brains outlive our eyes, ears, you know, feet, et cetera. And so I understand when you can't see, you can't hear, et cetera, life isn't the same. So I'm hoping, I'm betting on some technologies medical-wise that won't just get us there, but it'll get us there in style, so to speak, where we can enjoy that. And I guess for my part, I'm doing all I can here overseas in Thailand, the land of the most incredible massage therapist, and I get a massage two or three times a week, and it's $24, including the $12 tip. So you can think about that for a minute, and maybe you too might decide Thailand's a nice place to hang out. In any event, I wanted to talk just briefly about what are private syndications, and we're going to come back to this next week. But essentially, for about the last 10 years now, I guess it really got started in earnest under the Obama administration, the concept of crowdfunding came into being, where you as a small investor can join a crowdfunded project. And the project is able to sidestep the incredible cost of a public offering within limits. There are rules that define who can participate. There's terms like accredited investor versus sophisticated. We're going to be talking about all of these as we move forward. But the ability for you to put 50 or less, I see some platforms that allow $5,000, dollars into assets like multifamily real estate that are proven winners in the overall asset space, and participate without the entanglements of buying Exxon stock, etc., at least on the company end. It's pretty powerful. And I know 2 years ago, I believe, is the last stats that have been produced. So 2019, there was like $1.3 trillion, if I remember correctly, of private placements under the code sections 506B, 506C, which those are the two predominant code sections of the SEC's crowdfunding rules. And that's staggering. Now, I don't know how much of that's real estate, but I'm willing to bet you the bulk of it isn't oil and gas. It's real estate. So, it's kind of a nice landing spot where heretofore you might need $10 million to get into a private equity fund on Wall Street that was in the multifamily space, and you wouldn't necessarily find those very easily, whereas now private equity's rushed into this space just like the small guys. But effectively, we like those syndications. We understand, yes, there's some complexities. It's what we do. We review documents for our clients to help them understand, in all cases, what they're signing up for. We are not advising them in the context of saying, oh, you should do this one or you should do that one. No, we work on the math. And just like on my illustration there on the first page of our website, 401 math. And we have other math illustrations that show you the Roth math or insurance math, Social Security math. All of those are either here now or under development. Everything we do focuses on the math. I couldn't care less about the emotion. I'm going to let you go get your emotions tweaked however you want to do that. There's assorted platforms that you can do that on right here in Houston. You've got probably one of the largest in the country, Lifestyles Unlimited. You've got Total Wealth Academy, Steve Davis's fairly recent one. And assorted others. And then, you move upstate. You've got several in Dallas, more than several. And then if you like the national flavor, the stars, I guess, is what I would say. You've got Grant Cardone, folks like that. And everybody's got their niche. And everybody is a syndicator these days. And that's why you've got to be careful. And you're going to see syndications that ostensibly talk about overrides being paid to the syndicator, in other words, the lead partner, and maybe it says it's 20% or 30%, which is fairly common. But then there's also, 2% acquisition fees, 7 to 10% construction management fees, capital events fees. When we refinance a property every 2 to 4 years, the lead partner's taking a chunk there, and then there's a chunk on the back end when they dispose. And so 30% becomes 35 to 40. You may not recognize that because these provisions are very cleverly worded. And it's not so much that the amount's the issue, it's, is it justified? How is it earned? Is it earned after you get your money back, the passive investor, or is it in front of you? And they're all over the board. And as I mentioned earlier, everybody's a syndicator these days. Doesn't matter, you know, how many deals they've been in, if they have a hearing or they have an audience where they can raise money, the crowdfunding rules allow that, and that's good and it's bad. And so we typically are engaged by our clients not only to help them structure their activities under the right code sections, but then we're riding shotgun with them for the rest of their investment career, looking at each one of these opportunities that they invest in. And having been someone that drafted over $500 million worth of operating agreements back in the day, we know where the snakes are buried, and we can very quickly drill down and explain to you again what you're signing up for. And you may decide, well, you know what, this one doesn't meet my objectives. Let's wait for the next train to come along, because many, many, many more trains are coming, and we'll introduce you to some of those options if you're working with us. They exist all around the country. Many options now where you don't necessarily have to go join a mentor program. We like some of the mentor programs. We suggest there's a value there. On the other hand, we understand that if you're simply going to be passive and you're working with someone that's knowledgeable about how to analyze, interpret, project, you know, tax benefits, cash flow benefits, et cetera, you don't necessarily need to join. And we can talk to you about which ones you might consider joining. Again, I've been a member of several and am a member currently, and I'm happy to share my experience. And that's for the last 20 years, by the way. I didn't just do it 2 years ago. So not only was I a member, I also was providing services to hundreds of clients within that particular space. And so we see reporting from multiple vantage points, and it gives us a good feel for what to tell you and to suggest you might ask for on the next deal that you're getting ready to go into. But in any event, the private syndication space with real estate, I absolutely huge fan of that, and it's perfect for the passive type that doesn't want to deal with the, you know, you hear real estate and people talk about toilets, tenants and taxes, and you know, that's not as bad as it sounds, but I'll just tell you, there's nothing better than you being a passive member in a, you know, Class C apartment complex that a younger person has incentives to get up every morning and go operate that property while you're getting checks various points in the year off your investment. That's the perfect role for most of my clients that are approaching or at retirement. And yeah, I understand all of us at age 40 think we don't need partners. We can do it all on our own. And that changes as you cross over the 50-55 mark. Speaking of, I have two properties that I own along the Riverwalk in San Antonio. And I give my clients promotional discounts if they want to stay. I'll offer that to any listener that wants to shoot me an email and ask for those promo codes. Nathan@npross.com. Okay, we've come to the end again. It's hard to believe how fast it goes. Look forward to next week, and we'll pick up all these topics again. Just try to get a little deeper each week so you can soak it up. Look forward to it.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.